Okay, Rabosei. Today is the final shiur. Even though technically the yeshiva, I didn't realize this yeshiva only starts on Tuesday. So, but we'll give off one day, you know, litain revach lisboning, parsha la parsha. But, so I'd like to thank everyone for coming. The 11-part series on Kiddushei Taos. And I also made the Shailas L'Chazara, so if you can do your own Chazara on the different... Okay. So, we saw Rav Moshe's two tshuvas. Rav Moshe's tshuvas and Chelek Aleph of Eben Ezer, one was about a man who didn't have Gvuras Anoshim, and one was about somebody who was a Shoita, and he mattered those cases. There are a couple of more tshuvas from Rav Moshe, you know, which were not a chelek aleph, but which are, you know, old tshuvas, you know, that Rav Moshe wrote. I mean, let's take a look on page 2. Mi shalachar nisuav noda shehu shotof of mishkav zocher. Right? So, a person after he got married, it became known that he was involved in Mishkav Zachar. So, so the question is, in the case where she can't get a get, could we say that it's a Mekachtos? Now, this tshuva was written to a Rav Agon of Shmuel Tuvia Stern. Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern, I don't know if you ever heard of him, he was known as Rabbi Tibor Stern. He was the Rav at the end in Tower 41 in Florida, in Miami Beach. I met him, I spoke to him a couple of times in learning, at least once in learning in Mikvos on the phone, and then once he donated to the library, he had a notebook of the Machzis HaShekel on Shulchan Aruch. He had a notebook and he gave it to the library, so they made a whole... So Mrs. Pearl Berger said to me, oh, you should come to the presentation, Rabbi Tibor Stern, Rabbi Stern is going to be here. So I went to that presentation where they gave the notebook of the... I never went to actually look to see what it was written in the notebook, but they have it here on the... I'm sure they still have that notebook. And he was a goyin oilam. He was a big goyin. You know, he was involved in Hechsherim with Hebrew National. This, you know, so that's a different thing. But he was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He wrote Shailas and Tshuva Shavit, like 7-8 volumes, big, thick svarim. He told me one. He said once. He said Rav Aaron liked him. He said, the only problem is you're an Hungarian. But Rabbi Kol, I'm talking about. But he was a big, big Talmud Chacham. You know, and he lived, I think he was in Kansas City, and then he was in Miami Beach. In the end, he was known, you know, the Rav, and I remember his Rebbetzin, you know, coming in the bagel store there in Miami Beach, you know, the wheelchair, that was what she was. But he was a big Talmud Chacham, very big. And he wrote many svarim, and so this tshuva is written to him. So he's the one that is going to write and writes that tavla mesav tandu is not, it's not a halacha like tefillin and tzitzis, you know. It's an umdana of the time. It's an umdana of the time, and it maybe could change. And just to take a look for a second in his sefer, you'll see on page 17. On page 17 is Shut HaShavit. That's Shmuel Tuvia Stern. Look where the arrow is on page 17. Zeh she'omru chazal isha nichol avchodu mishum tav lemesev tandul mesev armelu halohi umdeno v'ibchalal anan sadik lomer chazal bezmaneim uv'moshmoseim modu das anoshim ubolu de maskana isha nichol avchodu. That was the norm of that time where Chazal wrote that. Aval umdeno zu eina halacha psuka. Right on page 17, umdenuzu ena halacha psuka ki chol geder shel anan tzadi tzarech lios b'mokom uzman shel anan tzadi. Anan tzadi should be when you have the anan tzadi. Ve'ena doma l'madam rino kol ha-makadish adayt ha-rabon ha-makadish eno ayir adayt ha-rabon shel kol dor v'dor b'shum shum makadish kadash Moshe v'Yisrael. When you say, you know, makadish kadash rabon, it means the rabon of Moshe v'Yisrael. That's not nitan to change. Avaldasa isha in nichola lo have mishum geder mekachtos and mekachtos ain't tol loyal vadas ha ma'ane v'amisane. In other words, that should be on what's the reality of today. So that's what he writes, which is, you know, basically what Rabbi Rachman held, you know, and which with the Rav. Went furious over this. But it's interesting that he writes this to Rav Moshe on page 2. He's there saying, Nei re'isi es kol kuntruso v'ma sherotza k'vot v'aso l'chalek bein doros eilu l'doros ha'kadmonim v'ma sherom she'noshim b'doros eilu makbidim od yose b'mumim da'ish v'ma she'makbidim ha'noshim b'mumim ha'noshim. I don't know, is that... He's saying he thinks women maybe today are more machpid on the men than the men on the women. Okay, I don't know. You could discuss what the Metzius is. You have to ask the Shadchanim out there. You can ask the Shadchanim what they think. Who's more difficult to deal with, the men or the women? He says after Shaykh Lomar Svar Kazu, See, Moshe says it's Shaykh to say such a thing. In other words, the Rav, you're going to see in a second, the Rav says this is, you know, this is like Kfira, you know. And Moshe says, no, not Kfira, you can say it, but he says he doesn't think you need to come on to it. He says, don't think, Rav Moshe said, Ktav l'meis of Tandu, so you would think in the time of Chazal, you know, you just, no shidduch crisis, because you just give a woman, a man, and it's fine. Tav l'meisav tandu. So it wouldn't be any shidduch crisis, bizman chazal, because, so he says, no, I'll show you, says Rav Moshe, that women had standards also. It wasn't bizman chazal. And he quotes the Gemara on page 1 of Chav Bezim and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, a woman says, I'm a married lady. And then she changes her tune. And she says, no, I'm single. Nemenis. She's Neman. In other words, you can go marry this lady. Even though she said she was an Eshes Ish. But now, that was yesterday. And she's not claiming she got to get in between. Or her husband passed away in between. She's claiming that she changed. The same person. She says, on Monday she says she's married, on Tuesday she says she's not married.
She's saying that to the same person. On Monday.
The same person, different person. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ashavi lenafsha chaticha d'yisura. There was. Well, you see. Amar Rava Barav Huna Kigon Shik. Shenosna amas ledvarel. So, in other words, she could explain why she changed her mind. Changed her tune. Why? Tani na miach amar eches ish ani v'chazal amar pnuy ani ein enemanis. Shenosna amas ledvar nenemanis. Umaisa nami be isha achas gedola Shaisa Gdola Benoi is an attractive lady. The Kofzu Aleh B'nai Adam Lakacha. And many people wanted to marry her. But she didn't want them. So she said, V'amr lahem b'kudesh esani. So she said, no, I'm already married. L'yomim amda v'kitcha es atzma. So then, a couple of days later, she gets married. So amr lahem chachamim, mar yizalas oskei. How could you do this? You said you were married. Amr lahem b'tchida shabau alai anoshim she'enem huganim. In other words, the first crop of guys I didn't go for, and they weren't muhuganim. So amadi b'kudeshes. And in other words, this I wanted them to bug off. So I just said, I'm married already. In other words, I guess she felt if she would say, I'm not interested, they would just put pressure. You know how people are. They just put pressure. Till, you know. So I just say, I'm married. So then nothing to talk about. Achshev shebo olai anoshim muhuganim, amadi b'kudeshti es atzmi. So Rav Moshe says, don't you see from here that you don't just say Tav L'Meisav Tandu? Because even in the Zman Chazal, they say Tav L'Meisav Tandu. Doesn't mean that. So how does this work? Rav Moshe wants to know, how does this Gemara work in with the concept of Tav L'Meisav Tandu? In other words, Tav L'Meisav Tandu, woman just wants companionship. So but you see, no, the woman has standards, even in Zman Chazal. So Rav Moshe says, go back now to page 2, the Rav Tibor's turn. So he says that this woman here, the Ksubis, the first word on the line on page 2 is the Ksubis Daf Chav Beis. Who were coming to her in the first group? It was a bunch of mukashkins? No, it wasn't a bunch of mukashkins. It was a bunch of mukashkins. She could have just said, you know, mukashkin. Obviously, they were people, you know, normal people, but they weren't on her, what she considered her level. So therefore, she didn't think they were a proper shidduch. So you see, not only... You know, Bezman Chazal wasn't that then, you know, every woman just said, kol dehu, just give me a kol dehu and I'll get married. And loisa bosha loma lehem shein rotzes lehem. In other words, if it would have been a mukashkin, she could have just said, you know, no, I say no. But obviously, she was embarrassed because they weren't mukashkins. So then she just, the only way she felt that she could deal with it, not to be embarrassed, is just to say, mekudesh sorry. You know how she felt like, you know, you get phone calls, more phone calls and more phone calls until you at least go out on a date or something like that, you know, because they harass you. They'll harass you. You know, that's how it works. It's, you know. So you see that even Bezman Chazal, in other words, Rav Tuvia, third said, Bezman Chazal, that was Issa B'chol Dehu Nichol. Bezman Hazeh, we have standards. So the Moshe said, no, even Bezman Chazal, they had their criteria. One second. But, so what's the pshat? But this woman was Gedola Benoi. Shalachin Hemunu Lo Shalorotza Behem, Mishim Shai Borel, She's Dam Mishi, She Yirtzeba Ish Kazeh, She Gam Hitirtzeba Yosef, Tomash Shazeh Hogolo. So we make Tav L'Meisav Tandu, we make a low plug. So you can't say you know, kiddushei tos like that. It's a low plug. Lo nitan adavon lishurim. But le'inyan amasla, that's a new halacha. In other words, if a person is shavya nafshei chaticha disura, and then wants to be chozebo, so they can only be chozebo if they have an amasla, if they have an excuse to explain. Because if you can't just say, oh, I was lying. Who says you're nema now? Because you said you were an eshesesh. So who says you're nema now to say? But if you could give it a good explanation as to why you said on Tuesday you were an eshesesh, and Wednesday you're not an eshesesh, so in Hilchas Amasla, this is a plausible Amasla. But that doesn't mean, says Rav Moshe, that al pi rov. In other words, this woman was a yotzei min haklal because she had, you know, so therefore she was, you know, gedol b'noi, etc. So she felt she can't just take a stam guy, even though he's not a mukashchim. She needed somebody also who has. But he says, do you see b'sman chazal that women also sometimes are machpid, but the word is that it's a low plug that Chazal meant made, and that's like, and we treat it like a halacha, like because then you can't lo nita davar l'shiurim. So therefore, we assume that. But then Rav Moshe says what he said based on the other tshuvas, and this on page 3, he's very stark here. Avalinya nidon didan, the second paragraph of page 3. Kevin shematzinu b'shem mum gadol. That's Rav Moshe's thing, based on Rav Yitzchak Yochanan. That it's a mum gadol, right? The etzem mekach tos gam b'isha, the yartim b'igras Moshe. Right, so that's the two tshuvas we saw in Igras Moshe. Estabesh ezed ha'abal hu shotof v'mishkav zohar, shu ha'to'eva ha'yosek dola v'ha'mos b'yosek. Right? I mean, it's interesting, you know, how Rav Moshe viewed it, you know, in comparison to the way, you know, people today in the society are, you know, presenting it. You know, we're not here to, you know, obviously everyone agrees it's usher, but, you know, the way Rabbi Chaim Rappaport was saying that, you know, this, you know, some people are just wired differently. Rav Moshe, And he said, Rabbi, you know, Rav Moshe had a different take on it. He says, "To'eva ha'yosek gdola v'hamos b'yosek v'udover gnai l'chol ha'mishpacha v'chol shekin she is a gnai b'yosek l'ishto v'imbayla bocha yosek b'mishkav ha'mos hazeh tachas mishkav ishto v'vadeh kiddushay tos." So he mattered that. He matter that. He said, Tavla Mesav Tandu is an irregular, and that existed. So Rav Moshe is saying like this. Tavla Mesav Tandu existed in the time, is a din in the Gemara. And in the time of the Gemara, also people were picky sometimes. But that was a din. But once you have this Mum Godel thing, you know, so that, so this is a like a Rabbi point out, this is a very big Kiddush. Rav Telki, that Rav Moshe was matir if a woman got married to somebody, to a man, who was shatuf b'mishkav zocher prior, and he says that that's a mum gadol, and that's kedushay tos. What?
Prior or during?
Both. Yeah, both. No deshu shatuf b'mishkav zocher. So probably it started like we all said. Probably started before. So Rav Moshe was matir neishas ish now, just matir neishas ish.
Yes, and he just said that Tavlis is the din, and then he's saying that.
He's saying, but if it's a mum, it's a low plug.
And then he's
right, low plug.
But the isha, but if the mum is good, big enough, the ish, then it's a low plug.
Right.
Right.
He's saying it's a low plug, but once you reach this category of mum gadol,
It's out of the range of low flow.
That it's out of the range of low flow, correct.
So what's the Gemara? There's something in the Gemara that this woman didn't want, right? She's hagunim, but not hagunim law.
Right.
Right? So what, hang on, we didn't say low flow. So a dina masla?
So a dina masla, this is good.
But you see that there wasn't a low.
Dina Amasla.
So we didn't say that connected that Chazok of Amasla, you have the Chazok of Amasla.
Right. Right. He says, once it, in other words, this Amasla is good enough in Hilchas Amasla. Whereas, even though you might have a Tavla Mesav on the other side, but the Amasla is good enough that it trumps the Tavla Mesav.
So we always say Tavla Mesav. Every example I think of you've had, those are already married. It wasn't to get married. Like we say that a guy shouldn't marry off his Katana because maybe she won't like that. You don't say marry off his Katana daughter from Tavla Mesav. Tavla Mesav is sort of used after she's already married. Then we say leave the Chazaka because of Tavla Mesav effectively.
And therefore the Kedushin was good.
And but we don't say like a woman who's not married, or let her just marry anyone who's Tavla Mesav.
You should then all of Shlichus. She's not married
yet.
When you're being married to Shlichus, it says that when we're made to the Tavla Mesav.
Right, and then he says he has another truth on page 7 with the Gvuras Anoshim thing. Right, there it's Lagabe. Seven. And when if the husband already died, then it's a question of Yibum. So then that's a different. He holds that, well, that's a Shita by Gvuras Anoshim. Like Rabbi Arai pointed out, Gvuras Anoshim and Islandis, so is one thing. This is, that's the problem to decide what's a Mum Gadol, because sometimes the boundary, the halachic boundary has been, I feel, been stepped over. That's why Rav Yashiv didn't want this to be in the hands of everybody to decide, what's a mum gadol. Then there's another truva here on page 4 where Dvar Besula Bas Chav She'ela Orach Hanoshim, she didn't get her period, she's 20 years old. And is that called Kiddushei Tos? So there he paskins it's not Kiddushei Tos.
Who's asking? Never heard.
Who's asking? Var Mesula Achashi Bat Esrim Vieshma Soros of Aladain Lobo Laor Kanoshim Vieshma Erof from Shalom Shaketch Tinose Leish Vitibor Yella Avesis Vitoli Bonim Yehola Vila Seal Ish Bistam Shalol Galos. In other words, could the father marry her off not having to? In other words, is this something that has to be told? Maybe he has to tell, so it shouldn't be a chashash of Kedushei Tos. So he says no. But they said maybe they should make up that that if 4 years pass at the end of the tshuva, he says, and she still doesn't get it, then she'll take a get. I don't know. This is a big chiddush. I mean, pashtus is. I would think most rabbanim today, we would ask the shaila, would say that she's mechuyev to tell. Even if it's not Kedushei Tos, but I think it would be a very strong tviya if a man got married to a woman and she never got her, she's 20 years old and she never got her period and she wasn't told. Whether you, you can be matred based on Kedushay Tos, so Kedushay Tos as it is a very shaky thing. You know, it's not a, you know, it's Chidushim al pi Chidushim, you know. You have to be shy, right? Then you have a tshuva here from Rav Meshulam Roth. What? Yeah, so... Right, but... Right, so... That's what I'm telling you, that the different perceptions, how people, you know, different perceptions of how, you know, I'm not here to discuss, you know, homosexuality, and, you know, they had a...
No, but we can't just admit, though, which is awesome. I mean, let's say, in Tim Salomar, that Shlomo is why it is, so admit them, that's also a movie.
Right. Right.
It's irrelevant what the Matthias is.
Right.
That's the
Matthias.
But still, if a girl married him, so she wants.
Which case?
That's the Mishka.
Yeah.
Person, right? So you could say that, in a door where things are whatever, right? But if she's marrying him, so she's expecting what's Mishka.
So she's going to live a normal married life with him, and that she's not going to be niskak to other men. Just like she, like you don't want him to be niskak to other women. He doesn't want other. Right.
If you read further, he says it happens only once. It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Rav Meshulam Roth, he was a big gaon, a golden olam. Rav Shechter pointed out he was the Rav in the town where Rav Melech Shechter grew up. He's a big gaon. He has a question from Australia, the Isha Shanisha is from Poland, 1947, and then on page 13. A person who got married in 1947 in Poland, and then he went to, and then the husband goes to America, Nasa Bailal America, Vacharesha Ovar Meshach Zman, Gobala Lohivi Ososhama, Viznicho Sol, Vasok Kosu Befeir Shein Bedaito Laviel America. He goes to America, he marries this girl in Poland. And then he goes to America. Like those days, people used to go before to America, like, you know, to bring the family over. They would, you know, like, you know, yeah, my grandfather also, he came to America, and then my grandmother was, you know, in Europe, and she, and my grandfather said, okay, I'm going to come back. So my grandmother said, no, we're coming to you. We're coming to you. You don't come back here. We're coming to you. So he went to America, and then one day he says, goodbye. I'm not bringing you back. Do whatever you want. You're free. I'm not free. I'm an Eish HaSish. He chofshes lasas kirtzono, lisa kol misha yirtza. Matzav zesh al isha iskatra b'liv nisuan im isha. So she met a man in 1951, and they has a son. And now they're going to Australia. Isha feel very bezden to shamba Australia. Vachreim imarav shemokam abal. It's lichul l'sad to get p'tur v'gedzer nimsa liyoda. Vachshav rotsa ha'isha linosei li'isha sheni. Veisha bor hadover she'isha lohoisa merutsa linosei imabal ilu yoda shalotucha liso achrov America. So, is there a kedushay tos to say that she wouldn't have never married him if she would have known that he would go to America and and there's a leifa there. Right.
Okay,
besides that, Rav Shaul, light after Lachshav is Yisra Sheni Kishogig Latira, Gamef Shaloma, Kimashayu Kedushe Tos, so he doesn't go for it. He says it's not a Shogig, he says, and it's not a Kedushe Tos. Yeah, but look on page 14, Os Beis, second paragraph. He said, "I didn't answer. Poshut gam kein chain kan shum tzad heter levata al kedushin asum shal baal imaisha hazos." But should see the Rav Shaul lomah she kedushin tos b'shvil shein tzafek she isha lohaisa merutzal dinosi alav ilu yada shal tuchal lisa achra of America gam ze hevel came in shaloya b'ze tanaim mefurish. There's no tanaim mefurish. So then he says the Chasam Sofer had this svara that maybe something that's so obvious you don't need tanaim mefurish. Omnam, the truth is Chas. I don't know if we saw, did we see this one. Chelak Aleph Siman Pei Beis. See this Chas Levatal Kedushim Hita Oso Hapalit Tanai Lachor Nira. Because you see that in Dinei Mominus. Have a Bsof Dvara Omnam Lobim Neishanu Medamim Naisa Maisa. He says you have all these svaras. Because the bottom line, the Pashup Shad, like Rav Kogan said from the Vilna Gaon, is by Kedushin, you don't necessarily use umdinas and things like that. And we're more machmer, the Vilna Gaon explains, because Chumra the Eishas Ish. So we use different, you know. So that's why the only thing in Shas to Mavatal Kedushin is Almanas. Almanas Shani Kohen. Almanas Shani. So all this, all these other things are, you know, big chidushim, you know. So look, it was said by Gedolei Olam, you know, no one less than Rav Yitzchak Kochan started the ball rolling, and Rav Moshe continued it. The problem is miyavo achar hamelech, you know, and then it could be totally, and even people who are fine talmidei, sometimes it could be, and unless it's, you know, for one person to do it alone, you know, and these things, it can be totally abused. And it's, again, the Pasha Pshat is like Rav Henkin, that lo matzinu b'shas bavli Yerushalmi Shulchan Aruch, that there's ever a concept of Kedusha Tos with a woman and the man. Now, this could be because of Tav L'meis of Tandun. Now, the tshuva I was telling you before, but Rav Tibor Stern in Shut HaShavit, on page 15. So he has a couple of tshuvas here about Kiddushei Tos. And he says, Nishalti halach l'meis l'horos b'din hazug sh'nitzkatshu l'meis l'achar Kedas Moshe of Israel, Vachar Kedusu, the latest Aben, they had his child. No, the Shabal, who chola machla, Misabel, so syphilis, page 15. Medarga Shlishis, third level. The Haina Shamachla, Haisa Begufo, Luchola Pochus, Ezra Shonim. In other words, they say he had it 10 years already. Ubavade Kodam and Sulam, Machal, Holekas, and Osef, as he could match Abel Aver Sholim. So the question is, could we matter based on Kiddushei Tos? So he says, so he, you know, he does his homework here. Something which are kedusha lal enam shall tos bavada elus ormer pesha. So he was, you know, the whole thing is kedusha tos. He feels that, and then he writes his comment. I mean, that's this tshuva. And then the other tshuva he has, he says, Avad it's Kiddush Etos. It's worse than Kiddush Etos because it was a trickery, but Kiddush Etos could be you're totally innocent. You didn't mean to hide anything. Here, it was Ba'orma, but bottom line, he says it's Kiddush, he was Mater. And that's his Yisod of what he writes on page 17. It starts on page 16, where there's another case of Zug Shadosu Bechub of Kiddushin Klas Moshe of Yisrael. Take a view. Your mind up by a Chuba Lokos Abal Beis Cholim, the Miami. Right? He was in Miami, I told you. He was the Rav in Tau 41. I have a grandmother in Tau 41. Everyone has a grandmother in Tau 41. You know, so. Livdog Machalosa Vaklito Arofim Tekev Lasos Lonituach. And he said he had cancer, machlasartan. He had cancer, and they had a cut in that area. He became a Swiss. And apparently, he knew about it. But in terms of get, he doesn't want to give get. And then it's a shiloh, maybe he's a psua daka now.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of hetero also, right? He becomes a psua daka, he still hasn't given get.
So
he mentions here, I see the other thing, Kiddushin Shem Ruin Leviyah.
Right.
Not because of a lot of reasons, but because of
physical reasons. Right, but yet still we, you know, I mean, we have the case of Gevurah Sanashim, right? And yet we still... So, Bekitzer, his main point is what we said before on page 17, that what he says, Zesha Amru Chazal, Isha Nichola B'choldu, Yishuv Tav L'Mesav Tandu L'Mesav Amalu, Hol Umdenu, Hu B'chlal Anad Tzadi B'zmaneim. But he thinks that it changes B'choldor V'dor. He says, we would have so many divorced women today if. Those who was Vantishim Yom Yom Abal Al Sadeh Taros of Vibezin. So that's what he says. So he basically says it out. What I think basically is the bottom line to this whole discussion, that he wants to feel that there's no Tav L'Mesav of. You know, that it changes, and that was only said in the time of the Gemara. Now, there's a periodical called Badad. See, everybody from the library point out, it's put out by Bar Ilan, and there's an article by Itamar Warhaftik in this thing, and Zerix the whole thing. He basically discusses chazakas and shas, and whether they change or not. Because, you know, there's a famous Ramah that says that that ain isha meizah b'fnei baila, she will not lie in front of her husband. So the Ramah writes, if you want to see it inside, it's here. It's quoted on page 25. The Ramah is in Ebenezer Simon Yud Zayin Sif Beis. Keishomim Shabbazman Azeh Sharbei Chatzufos Prizo Eino Nemenes Lahokil. Normally, a woman says something b'fnei Bailo, which she knows. She says to her husband Gerish Tani. Now, obviously, the husband knows the truth. In other words, so obviously she's not lying because she wouldn't make up something that the husband knows the truth. That it's not because if a Gerish didn't happen, they both know about it. So in isha meizah b'nei baila. So the Ramah says, "Bezman hazeh harbei chutzpah u'pritzis ba'olam." Einam nemenes lahafla. So the Ramah is the first one to make this comment, to say that, you know, maybe Chazakas of the Gemara change. So take a look on page 27. So he says over here, the famous speech from 1975 of Rav Soloveitchik. I remember there was a time that this was like, everyone had a tape. Like, it was I was thinking, why you, if you didn't hear the tape of Rav Soloveitchik from 1975, then you can't really say you're a full YU person. So he says, he has the transcript, or part of it at least. He said, not only the halachas, but also the chazakas, which, this is all from Rav Soloveitchik, not only the halachas, but also the chazakas, which Chachmei Chazal have introduced, are indestructible. We must not tamper not only with the halachas, but even with the chazakas. For the chazakas of which Chazal spoke rest not upon transient psychological behavioral patterns, but upon permanent ontological principles rooted in the very depth of the human personality, in the metaphysical human personality, which is as changeless as the heavens above. Let us take, for example, the chazaka that I was told about. The chazaka of Tam Lemesav Tandu, Milemesav Armalu, has absolutely nothing to do with the social and political status of women in antiquity. This chazaka is based upon sociological factors, not based on sociological factors, but upon a verse in Bereishis, Harba Arba Etzvonech Veironech Be'etzav Teldi Bonim Vel Ishech Teshukosech. It is a metaphysical curse rooted in the feminine personality. She suffers incomparably more than the male who is in solitude. Solitude to the male is not as terrible as an experience, as horrifying as an experience as solitude to the woman. And this will never change. Shamayim v'aretz edim.
I mean, he could say it much better than I could say. But, I mean, there's a reason why people would come to Lamport Auditorium to hear the Rav for 5 hours, which no one, like Rabbi Russ said to me, no one else in the world could speak for 5 hours, and people are flocking to, anyone speaking for 5 hours, people are flocking not to hear. But the Rav was the Rav. He was a tremendous pedagogue, a tremendous orator. This is not a psychological fact, it's an existential fact, which is due not to the inferior status of the woman, but rather to the difference, the basic distinction between the feminine female personality and the male personality. Loneliness frightens the woman, and an old spinster's life is much more miserable and tragic than the life of an old bachelor. This was true in antiquity, it's still true, and will be true 1,000 years from now. So to say that Tav Lemesav Armalu was or is due to the inferior political or social status of women is simply misinterpreting the chazaka. No legislation can alleviate the pain of the single woman. No legislation can change this role. She was burned by the Almighty after she violated the first law. Yeah. So Ramoy talks about maybe that case was different, but that's... So this was like a big thing. With Rabbi Rakin, you know, this was like, they gave this tape out, I'm telling you, to everybody. Everyone and his uncle. Maybe now it's online. This was, you know, this tape was before we had the internet and before that. But everyone, but you, if you, I don't know, it must be online. I'm sure you can probably find it online. You want to hear it. I mean, whenever you heard the Rav speak, you were totally like, he was like, it went through your body, you know. But Lemaisa, you know, the Rav, I don't know what. So I think the Rav would not accept any of these kulas, and you know, but I don't know if he was dealing with these shilas, you know, it's different, you know.
He's also not dealing with the at all.
Right.
This is going against changing the chazak of Mahazeh, not going against changing the concept of potentially the
Mubadal. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could say that the Mum Gadol was never said by that's what.
It wasn't true 1,000 years ago. It's not true today, and it's not true 1,000 years.
Okay. It could be. I mean, once you say that this is the new category, but you have to realize that
Ola Mikol Dvareinu, that it's not just a, you know, an easy kula. You know, this is chomor shebachamurim. And I feel that it was, yeah, Moshe said it, so, you know, the Gadol HaDor, you know, said it, the Gadol HaDor, you know, said it, and, but the, all the Gadolei HaDor who still disagreed, also Gadolei HaDor, and, you know, it's easy, a lot of things that when you deal in a base medrash, you would reject, and we come to real life, when you have a real, you know, Shaila, you know, but on the other hand, that doesn't mean that every case, you know, especially cases where the guy didn't run away and the guy's right there, so he's a little bit stubborn. So you gotta just work it out till you work it out, as opposed to, you know, cases where the person ran away and the, you know, and even those cases it's not pashut that they're heterim. But you know, this is the, you know, chamor shebachamurim. And like Rabbi Willig once said, you know, shailas like all the shailas, you know, okay, the psak, it's over. This shaila potentially never goes away, because if she remarries and the mamzerim, the shailas go perpetuate. So it has to be done with tremendous kovid rosh, with tremendous, you know, kabbalas edus, as Rav Ramanik writes. So a woman is saying, if the woman is saying edus of the husband has to be there to say edus with nei baldin. You know, it's and sometimes there could be a case where it was totally, the kedushei tos application was totally inappropriate, based on the facts and based on the metzias and based on what homework was done by or not done. You know, there can be, and it's a nebuch for the person, because to give somebody a false heter is the worst thing you can do for a person, to give somebody a false heter, and it has to be done with tremendous kovid rosh and tremendous, and it's something that's, and of course we try very and try hard to help people and help people who don't have a get, and of course you should work it out, and but the kedushei tos is a very, very chavardika thing. Next semester I'm going to be doing shlichus. Those in the shir for next semester, shlichus, and shlichus also has part of zchiyah, zochin la'adam shalom b'fanav. So another thing that people were talking about in the context of freeing women is being mezakeh a get. In other words, zochin la'adam shalom b'fanav. So you decide that this woman should get a get, and the husband's not giving it, so mezakeh the get. So that's also something that's, you know, that's there's a lot of discussion, and also something that's a lot of times totally misappropriate. But that requires a whole set of its own shiurim and its own discussion. But it's important, I think, to sit, that we sat down, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Poskim, we saw all the Rishonim and all the Tshuvas, and Rabbi Kogan's Kutras quoted all this, to see what this is, so it's something to, you know, of great significance in halacha. And it doesn't mean that there can't be cases where it is warranted. You know, you see that Rav Moshe did apply it in certain cases, but it has to be done. You know, question: who's doing it, and what information they have, and who fed them the information, and how much was the what the homework was done to get the information. It's, yeah. Right. Right, yeah. Rav Moshe was big on this left immediately thing. Right, and then she leaves, because we saw in the Beis Shmuel that if you don't leave right away, then even though it's Mungadol, but if you didn't leave right away, so it's Savar Rekibo. Right, so that's his Shita, you know, based on what we saw with the Ran and the Rashba and these things. Okay, so Rabosa, I thank everyone for coming. It was a nice short zman here, and
and maybe we'll have another Bez Hashem in June. We have another Zman of a different type. We'll have, but so we thank everyone for coming, and should be Matzliach and everything. I didn't decide June yet. It's too early to decide.